Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That is very good.
I did not respect the sound of there, Drew, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you are totally fine because I think a lot of Chiefs fans will be all right with it because they take A.D. Mitchell. Dane Brugler, seven-round mock draft we're going to go through, guys, all 7 rounds. 32. They don't have to trade up to get A.D. Mitchell, a guy that is very highly coveted, I think, by a lot of teams, especially in that first round. So they get him at 32. Then they jump to corner at 64, Max Melton from Rutgers.
Rutgers? We're taking Rutgers players now?
Isaiah Pacheco, show some respect. Show some respect.
Are there two players who played at Rutgers that are good NFL players? What are the odds?
Show some respect. Pacheco went to Rutgers.
They're on the same squad together, maybe. Okay.
In the third round, they go offensive line. Not tackle, though. They go guard. Christian Mahogany.
Love the name.
Great
name for a guard. Are you kidding me?
Are you going to throw any shit at Boston College? Because that's where he's coming from.
Well, they also stink. But his name's too cool. That's a great for a guard.
Mahogany.
Guard. Man. At guard. Mahogany. Solid. You know, like, it's just
of course.
Easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too easy. Okay. So, love that pick.
So Dane Brugler goes from Mahogany to Bucky Irving from Oregon, the running back.
Running back, huh?
I don't hate that idea. Look, I think this is the last full year of, all right, you're getting the best of Pacheco just because of the shelf life of running backs. And so, yeah, you have a change of pace guy because he's supposed to be Bucky Irving, a little more of a speedy guy.
Pass catcher, speedy guy.
Hey, no McKinnon in the picture anymore. Yeah. You brought back Clyde. J.K. Dobbins, unfortunately, signed with the Chargers yesterday.
I know,
so,
you're bummed.
Yeah, I am. So, okay, I don't mind that.
Fifth round, they go edge rusher from Washington State, Brennan Jackson. Just more depth on the D-line. And then they continue with D-line. And later on in the fifth round, Jordan Jefferson from LSU, defensive tackle in particular. And then they wrap things up. South Dakota State offensive tackle, Garrett Greenfield.
So they
in
wait
the
to take a tackle
round.
Until the seventh round. That means they're definitely going Wanya. This has been a more common trend in these mocks. They're just not taking a tackle till late.
Belief in Wanya / hey, they just think they can go find the veteran option like Donovan Smith again and have that kind of competition at left tackle. That is definitely a possibility. You notice though, they got Jay Jefferson though. So for all those people saying they want Jay Jefferson, that is in the mock.
Jordan Jefferson.
There are a lot of Jay Jeffersons actually that have come out of LSU in particular.
The hell? They just got, like, locked in on Jeffersons
Justin
for some
Jefferson,
reason?
There was another Jordan Jefferson.
Yeah, not even just a Jay Jefferson, but a Jay Jefferson from LSU.
Yeah, there's been three of them that have come out, at least in recent memory.
That's weird.
For reference to the Raiders and the Chargers, Raiders get Penix late in the first round. They trade back up into the first round.
It's a good pick, actually.
To get him. The Chargers ended up going offensive tackle in the first round. The Denver Broncos, for those curious, they take Spencer Rattler in the third round.
Whoa.
At quarterback.
Okay, so wait. So the Chargers get Joe Alt, I assume is who you're talking about, by taking a tackle early in the first round.
No? No, the Chargers get J.C. Latham at 11, so they trade back.
They trade out of the top five spot or whatever. Okay, and then the last pick for the Broncos there. So who do they have in the first round if you're...
In the first round, Dane Brugler's got them taking Telis Fuaga, the offensive tackle from Oregon State.
And so then they're going to roll out Spencer Rattler
from the actual. So from the consensus, I think Spencer Rattler actually, there's a lot of people after watching his pro day and just having met with him that think he's going to go in the second or third round. Think he actually could be a decent serviceable starter in the league. Of course, third round value for a guy that could start is not bad. Of course, you'd rather have...
You don't normally walk into a season with a third round. Like every once in a while that happens. It's just like they beat out Matt Flynn and they're like, whoa.
The Bengals drafted Andy Dalton in the second or third round, and he was starting right away. So it happens, but you'd rather have Drake May or Jaden Daniels, obviously, if you're.
Let me be honest.
There's always.
I don't hate this Dane Brugler draft. Like I like the mix. I'm okay with corner in the second. I like that they got a guard replacement. Running back in the fourth doesn't seem crazy.
Depth on the defensive line.
I'd have probably taken the defensive lineman or offensive tackle a little earlier, but like you said, if the depth's not there, gold, I don't mind this.
Yeah, the only thing would be not taking a tackle, offensive tackle high, but that is the question we don't know. Do the Chiefs internally, do they actually feel really good about Wanya Morris? I know what they've said publicly, but do they, deep down, do they actually believe Wanya Morris can be the starting left tackle of a team going for a three-peat next year? Or do they think, we think he can compete, but we'll bring back Donovan Smith or somebody like that, and we're good.
This is so hard because you have to do a read between the lines. We just mentioned that Andy Reid had said he might be one of the most talented players we have about Kadarius Toney. That doesn't mean they wouldn't cut him 2 weeks from now. So does Andy really mean that more than because, like, the way he talked about Wanya a couple of days ago when he met with the media was not a slam dunk, no doubt, Wanya's our guy sentence. It was a, Wanya's a really good player, and I thought it was nice that he had those 4 games in order to get a handle on things and to see what it's like at this level. But as you've pointed out, like, playing time will always tell us more. And I get it. Eventually, you can't increase someone's playing time. Like, look at Willie Gay year one. His amount of playing time told us that they didn't think he was ready. By year two, he was playing more. By year three, even more. But in Wanya's case, they had a chance to just stick with Wanya and ride that thing out. They went back to Donovan Smith.
It's clearly the right move.
Well, yeah, they won the Super Bowl. I'm not going to complain about it. But I think when you go back to the performing only okay veteran left tackle, that's not exactly a ringing thing of confidence. I feel like if they don't draft one in the first 3 rounds, they're going back to the veteran market.
Well, the same thing. They'll maybe have Wanya compete, but they'll go with the veteran. The exact quote from Andy was, I thought it was a good introduction for him, referencing Wanya, coming in and having that experience starting in 4 games. He has an even better feel now for this offseason and what it's going to be expected of him when he gets back and is put in that spot. So, you know, there's got to be an improvement. There's got to be an urgency there, which I know he feels. That doesn't sound like oh, we're just rolling him out as a starting left tackle. At best case scenario, he gets a chance to compete if they don't draft one. Like, I didn't, that quote did not sound like an organization that's like, oh, we feel
he's our guy.
We feel great about him starting a left tackle.
Oh, and from looking at the rest of the first round picks, all of the tackles go ahead of the Chiefs. So if the Chiefs sit to that point, if they sit at 32, they didn't have anybody other than Patrick Paul would probably been the next guy who went at 36. He's the tackle from Houston, but he's more of a second round guy. It seems like a third round guy that if they sit at 32 and they've all gone off the board, wide receiver's your best option. And maybe from there, you just see how the cards lay in the second round. And then if there's nobody there, then you just don't worry about it.
I just can't get over the mock that, like, if the Broncos go into next season and Spencer Rattler is their starting quarterback competing with Jared Stidham.
They're going to win what, 5 games in the division.
Okay. Alrighty. Alrighty.
You just wonder what their plan is at.
They probably want to get up higher in the draft, but they can't.
Well, right.
They probably want Jaden Daniels or want Drake. Maybe they can't go that high yet anyway. Because the reports are Minnesota is trying to get to 3, 4. And the Giants GM said he was shocked at how many people called him at 6. He's like, there are a lot of teams.
There's going to be a big surprise. Every year it's fun, right? The draft night, there's going to be a big trade, a trade up. It's like, wow, I can't believe.
Gets dealt 2 hours before the draft starts. Or, whatever.
Yeah, Uke's definitely a name to watch. And like, we're going to be sitting there and it's pick 12 and some guy goes off the board that every expert had going 34th. And we're like, oh, you idiots. You know, that's what happens every draft.
Well, and it tends to also be the Raiders who makes.
I mean, last year, look at the Lions. They drafted, and it worked out pretty well for them, in fairness. I still wouldn't have drafted.
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Jahmyr Gibbs looks great. I still just wouldn't have drafted him where they did. But that was a pick people were critical
of. When you get a reporter right in the second, then you really don't care.
Right, and they drafted a linebacker very high in the first round. And people are like, what the hell are you doing?
And he was really good.
And they should have been in the NFC, or they should have been in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they blew a huge lead.
17-point lead, right?
Well, I think this is also kind of funny. The Chargers, they have them taking 4 guys from Michigan.
Okay, he's just playing with us in this mock then, if that's the case. He has Harbaugh taking 4 Michigan guys?
They fit where they...
I mean, come on.
He's going to be a bad coach. Well, I'll just tell you right now, if all you do is you just take the same guys from college, then you're going to lose.
They have him taking Chris Jenkins, who is...
Yeah, I know they won the national title.
They have him taking Chris Jenkins, D-tackle in the second round. He's been there. Blake Corum in the third round. He's been there.
Okay.
And then 2 guys like 6th and 7th round.
No, so like I don't doubt that those guys will get... They were a national championship team. They obviously have good players. I'm just laughing at Brugler picked him with all the Michigan players. I'm not saying he reached on guys, but just funny. Like, there's no way Harbaugh's going through an entire draft of only Michigan players. There's just no chance.
He has him taking J.C. Latham, again, the tackle from Alabama. Then he has him taking Keon Coleman.
I'd be immediately concerned it's going
like forward. Harbaugh's going to draft at least one Michigan player. I'll give you that. I think he's at least two. He will draft.
Why?
There's a good player. They won a national championship, so it's not crazy. It's just if he has, how many picks do the Chargers have? Seven? Six?
No, they've got a lot more than that. At least in this theoretical mock, because they trade back. They've got.
But what do they have actually right now? Do you know?
I do not
know.
Let's
say they have seven picks. Just keep it simple.
Sure.
I don't think they're drafting six of the seven out of Michigan.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Of this, it looks like they have nine picks, I think, in this mock, and four of them are Michigan players.
Okay.
And two of them are in the last two rounds.
Okay. That's like us joking about Suamataia for
BYU.
For BYU for Andy.
Yeah, I'm fine with that pick,
too. The Rams, they have he has taken Bo Nix in the second round.
Next week, we'll look at some of the prop stuff, because some of those, like how many quarterbacks are get drafted, are really interesting.
It seems like right now, Penix, the only way that Penix goes is if somebody trades up to get him, or Bo Nix, I think, is the idea. There's only going to be four quarterbacks that go.
That's where the Chiefs have an opportunity. If the guy, look, if they're not thrilled with who's available and they think they can get similar quality player seven picks later, and I know it sucks that you're going to be waiting Thursday night and they don't draft. If there's a team, even if it's the freaking Raiders, if there's a team that wants to get back at 32 because they want to get the quarterback to make sure they jump ahead, I could see that scenario playing out.
The only time in which the fifth round option is actually worth the trade up is quarterback. Other than that, it's incredibly overrated. If you look at the percentage of times people actually pick up that fifth year option without either just giving them an extension or just letting them go, either picking up the option, let them go, or not picking up the option at all, the odds are actually pretty low. Quarterback, it's worth it because you do technically get one more low-priced year based on market, which makes it worth it, but yeah, that might be just about it.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode, and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.